Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
You are listening to the Spiritual Activist Radio Show, and I am Rahasia Uncensored, where we look at the world not as it is, but as we know it can be, if and only if we have the courage to question the answers we've been given. This is our world, and it's time for us to take it back. Well, here we are again. This is what I'm calling my walk and talkabouts. This is where I take a walk back through our property here and sort of let it roll out, whatever comes out, which can be dangerous. And now, today's world, I've noticed I have so many deleted podcasts off of YouTube. It's ridiculous. And Facebook. And everybody tells me, well, that means you're right over the target. Yeah, it means they're right over the target, too. But here we are. The snow is finally letting up a little bit, as you can see, and behind me. At least I can see ground now. We had about 4 feet of snow up here. I'm telling you. Weather is changing, and now I guess there's like 8 or 9 states that's had tornadoes, and this is exactly what my friend Dane Wigington, he does the geoengineering watch .org website. He was telling me this. It's like clockwork. Remember, he came to my house about, 12 years ago. He even showed me the trees that are going to be dying and the kinds of shrubs that are going to be dying. And they're all dead. They're all falling over. Even out here in this, look at this. I mean, this is pretty lush out here. I mean, we're getting all kinds of, there's my dog, Max. We're getting all kinds of rain and everything. But what the snow does, if the tree is at least a little bit weak, it'll pull it down, knock it over. There's a lot of trees back here. It's going to become firewood now, I guess. I'm telling you, it's really something you have to pay attention to now. You know, I was just listening to Glenn Beck, and he's, I think he's really sad, depressed maybe a little bit, but once you process the depression, it just turns into sadness and sometimes anger, fear. That's usually what anger is. And then we have Trump. I mean, this isn't about legalities. I hear people talking about legalities of the case and this and that. It doesn't even matter. It's 7 years ago. There's a 5-year statute of limitations. Check this out. This is why I like the living back here. You know, the whole place is like our own little private mystical place, you know. My dog loves it. This is dog heaven back here. Humax, you like this place? Yep. That means yes in dog language. I hear so many places having trouble with water. We have so much water right here. That's why we bought the place, because we have 4 sources of water. Really good deep well. I mean, and this creek runs year-round, too. It's I need to tap into these things for alternative energy. I've been looking at different things, a way to capture the force of this water. Wouldn't take much. I just need a way to store the electricity is the big thing. But here we are, you know, and I, my podcast, I've considered just not even doing the podcast, because there's so many people doing really great podcasts, bringing all the truth out. And I was thinking, okay, what do I have to offer? Just being authentic, I guess, and letting some people know, not many, but some people know that they're not alone. We're all in this together. We're all in this together, whatever this is. I mean, what the hell is this? When this thing started first coming out in the early months of 2020, my podcasts were parts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on Wetiko. Maybe I should remind you to check out rumble.com/user/Rahasia Uncensored. And my main channel is on BBS Radio, which is bbsradio.com/spiritualactivist. Check out what I was saying about Wetiko. Wetiko is what the Zulus call Chitsahurti. The Gnostics call Archons, the Jinn, they call it, or the Islamic people call it the Jinn. Every indigenous people, the Hopis call it the Ant People, all through history. And I go through this on my Wetiko series too. You know, all the way back to Plato and Sumeria. They've all been warning us about this. And it seems like we don't pay attention. Heraclitus, some of the historians at the time of different empires have collapsed. It gets so in our face like it is now. I mean, who would have thought 5 years ago if I was doing a podcast and I told you that in 5 years, they're going to be having gay, transvestite, transgender, I don't even know what to call them anymore, people doing drag queen story time where they're going to be doing gyrations and things in front of kids and getting the kids to do it too. And the parents are like clapping their hands and... How do you get people to do that? It has to be something evil. This is sort of a cool place. It's a cabin back here. It was built like in the late 1800s. Nobody lives here. I sort of keep an eye on the place for the people. And I'm just going to sit here, let my dog do his thing. Ah, here he comes. He loves running through the snow. Sometimes I don't know exactly what to say because it's all been said. And the rest of what to say, so many people don't want to hear it. This dog saves my sanity. He is my therapy. He's like, just loves the snow. He's a Rottweiler, so I guess he was bred for being in the cold weather. And maybe this is what my podcast is about now. Just being me, talking. I'm not a comedian. I don't see how they can make any of this funny, but they seems like they do. Russell Brand does a good job. I'm not quick and witty like Ben Shapiro. Not popular like Joe Rogan. He's a master at interviewing people. And I would be interviewing people. I've interviewed so many people on my channel, but since we have Starlink now, it keeps cutting out. Which is okay if you're streaming and it buffers, but if you're doing an interview, it keeps cutting out. And that's not good. That's not good at all. So I think just spending a few moments with people and talking about this and reminding you to go to places like BBS Radio. They're not censoring me. BBSradio.com. We need to support these people and the people that's advertising through them. If you want to make a donation to me, by the way, that's where I'm terrible. I'm terrible at promoting myself and asking for help because I don't have Pfizer promoting me. Brought to you by Pfizer. Well, what am I going to say about Pfizer then? If you want to go to Lotus Guide, LotusGuide.com/... Actually, if you just go to the main website and just scroll down a little bit, there's a PayPal link and there's a Give, Send, Go link too. The Give, Send, Go is for... I'm trying to get up some money to obviously take up... upgrade my podcast equipment. You know, right now I'm just doing this with my iPhone, which seems to work pretty good. You know, it's more important what I say than how I look. Thank God. I was talking to my sisters the other day, one of my sisters, and she's talking about getting old and all that, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if the world was like absolutely perfect, I had all kinds of insurance and retirement benefits and everything was just, my health was great. Just getting old. And I'm over the top of the hill. I mean, I'm looking down the other side into the valley of death. That would be pretty much, that would be enough to handle. Just contemplating my own mortality and getting ready to take that last breath. If I can be conscious and take the last breath, I will consider my whole life worthwhile. And to do that, you just have to get past all your fears and desires and bullshit and ego personalities and get down to really what's doing the looking. It's not what we're looking at, it's what's doing the looking. That's what we're looking for. I think it's an old Sufi saying. What I'm looking for is what's doing the looking. And we need to start listening to some of these quotes and sayings. But why are they hanging in there? Why is it that you can take a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink? Why is it generation after generation that quote sticks with us? It's because it's true. Why is it, like Nietzsche said, that if they can make you believe in absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities? It's true. So true. Read my book, To Believe or Not to Believe, The Social and Neurological Consequences of Belief Systems. I interviewed neuroscientists and behavior scientists and spiritual leaders. And they all say the same thing. Matter of fact, Andrew Newberg told me, he said, we know now for a fact that if a person has a strict, strict belief system that's based upon absurd beliefs, forget if whether it's true or not, if Mary was a virgin and got pregnant, forget if it's true or not that they took Jesus off the cross and put him in a cave and 3 days later he came back to life. Forget about all that. Whether it's true or not, that's not even the important part. What's important is the mental gymnastics we have to go through to believe something that's not only absurd, but is completely unprovable, illogical, irrational, lacks any credible evidence in science, biology, or history, or even our experience. I've never seen a virgin get pregnant in my life. I've never seen anybody come up out of the grave. To make my mind believe that, and to know that it's true only because I believe it, requires a mental gymnastics that sets your neural network up for completely being reprogrammed and doing atrocious kinds of acts. You know, this is why Constantine and a lot of people involved in states, they align themselves with the church. You know, hey, you don't have to pay any taxes, but you have to make our wars holy wars. They know that the easiest people to get out on the battlefield and give up their lives are religious people, because their reward isn't here, obviously. It's in heaven, and it might be. And again, that's not the point. The point is, when we force our minds to believe something like that, with no questioning, like myself, I don't know. I think most Christians would not agree with the way I see things, because I know for a fact that a priest doesn't change that water or that wine into the blood of Christ. It doesn't happen. That cracker doesn't turn into his flesh. But yet, you read their Eucharist. They totally are supposed to believe that. I don't think most priests believe that anymore. But they don't tell themselves that. They tell themselves that they believe it. I'm laughing at my dog because he loves to get things like that water carton or that milk carton and torment me, because he knows that I don't want him to have the plastic. So he'll get it and bring it right up to me, which he's doing right now. We have to be careful what we believe, and it's okay to have some Christian beliefs. It's okay to have some Hindu beliefs and all this, you know, but keep that in a separate pile from knowing whether you're a boy or a girl, for instance. That's another thing, too. Don't get me started. I mean, every molecule in a person's body is a male, and they say they're a female. And they're telling me that I have to join in their delusion and pretend with them. I can't do it. I shouldn't do it. No, none of us should. If they want to pretend like they're a man or a girl and they're not, I mean, that used to be what we called mental illness. But a lot of men have, you know, changed their sex and, you know, wore women's clothes and everything. But you could ask them, you really think you're a woman? No, not really. But, you know, this is how I'm identifying. But now they actually say that they're women, or women saying that they're men. And boy, they do good in sport. So, hey, Max. He wants to continue this walkabout here. There's so many crazy things, people. Look up Drag Queen Storytime. And I'm telling you, 3, 4 years ago, even, if I'd have told you what they're doing in some of the libraries in the large Democratic cities, you would have called me a conspiracy nut, crazy, maybe even a little bit sick for even suggesting that men would dress up like women. I'm talking about big, hairy men with beards and hair on their chest, wearing a bra and panties and thongs. And some of them have, I've seen one, oh my God, it's like hard to even watch. The guy had a hard on, and the mothers are bringing their children over, their little girls, and setting them on his lap and clapping and laughing. If that isn't an example of some kind of demonic infestation of our spirit and our soul, God, I don't know what is. I mean, it's only a matter of time. Might as well just put this out there, because later on, I could go back and say, well, I was wrong about this one. But it's only a matter of time. If we don't stop these people, they're going to be having anal sex right in front of our children in the libraries. I mean, they're already practically doing this in some of the gay pride parades. And this is out in the open, and parents bring their children there, and they're laughing and eating popcorn and cotton candy. And this is all programming. They're programming our kids. Even as I say things like this, there's a part of me, it feels like I'm lying, because it's so unreal. But it's so very true. I tell you one thing, when you get to be my age, your perception of life and your what you think is important changes. Just recently, we let go of our magazine, Lotus Guide. It's not in print anymore, and everyone's trying to get us to make it a digital magazine, and we were. But I'm tired of that format of communication. And, you know, we had to give up the print magazine because the paper's getting so expensive, hard to get, sometimes not even to get. Homeless people using our outdoor boxes as trash receptacles and things that you wouldn't even want to think about. Needles and, you know. So I making it into a digital magazine would still be interacting with a lot of, I don't know, my daughter says don't call them this, but they're just morons and idiots. They've been dumbed down to the point to where they are at a qualifiable psychological term being used appropriately, idiot level. They don't know anything about the country, the Constitution. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about math. I mean, go to the grocery store where they have to count out the change, and if you give them a little extra to make it come out even, it throws them off. I have to help them. You know, probably 3 times out of 5, I have to help the person calculate why it is that they're giving me an even amount. Like the total might be $11.40. And they've got it in their head. I gave them a 20, and their cash register says they should be giving me a certain amount. And they're having that in their hand, and I give them 40 cents so they can just give me $19 or $9. I'm doing it now. $9. And they can't figure that out. What? Why are you giving me 40 cents? Well, so you don't have to give me 60 cents. Then I have a dollar's worth of change. And never mind. Just give me whatever you're going to give me. Just let me the hell out of here. I tell you, it's easy to get disgusted in today's world. And disgust is, I think, the appropriate, socially acceptable word, because there's some other words too. I mean, this is such a strange world. I'm sitting out in the middle of a forest with my dog, talking into my phone, and eventually there'll be some people listening to it, like you, and I don't know, it just seems like a strange world to me. And it would be strange if I didn't think it was strange. I mean, I forget who it was said it's no great accomplishment to seem normal in an abnormal, insane world. And that's what we're all trying to do. We want to be normal, blend in, wear our mask or, you know, whatever. Take our shots. And obviously, I can't put this on YouTube. Just saying that. We'll get my, I've already had like 4 or 5 strikes. I've just had so much time in between them because I don't post there anymore. But every time I do, they just take it off. And I'm not saying anything. I mean, the CDC, even Fauci, I mean, they're all saying that the vaccinations don't work. They don't keep you from catching it. They don't keep you from spreading it. And in fact, if you have a vaccination, you're more than likely going to have an adverse effect or illness from COVID. I mean, that's what I mean about idiots. At this point, if you're taking your vaccination, well, you're listening to the wrong channel probably, but you should keep listening because maybe you'd wake up. I mean, at this point, it's like so blatantly obvious that they're trying to dismantle and collapse our country. They're pumping our system with trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of counterfeit money. It's counterfeit. If I was doing it, I'd go to prison. Our borders are completely open. Yeah, they're catching a few people here and there, and then they make them sign a paper that they're going to go back to court. They let a bunch of them go and send a few back. But that's not even counting the gotaways and millions of people. And we don't know where they are. And it goes downhill from here. Because from here, from that point of the conversation, it gets really dark. Because the children are being passed on to unvetted people. We don't know where those children are going. They're just putting them out into the system. There's so many YouTubes of these women with a little envelope, a little bit of money, a little bit of paperwork, and they just give the kid to people, and they've never met the people before. They've just been told, oh, this person's going to show up, and they're going to take the baby. Okay, here it is. God only knows what those kids are being used for. We know that they're doing baby sacrifices. We know about adrenochrome. We know about all this stuff. I mean, about 5 years ago, I seen Keanu Reeves. They took the video down. I still have it because I downloaded it. But he was beside of himself. He was like, ah. He said, I went to a party last night. I went to a party where you're supposed to have fun. And at this party, it was a producer. He says, I went there and all these people have little baby bottles on their side with blood in it. And he says, I was at, what is that? And he says, it's adrenochrome. And he says, I looked up adrenochrome later and realized it's blood that they suck out of a baby after it's been, or as it's being traumatized. It's something to do with the chemistry in it. Then the producer comes up to him and he says, Keanu, come here. Like he's really proud of something, you know. He takes him into the kitchen and opens the freezer and there's a frozen baby in the freezer. And Keanu says, I lost it. I hit him right in the face as hard as I could hit him. He says, I'm probably not going to get any movies from this guy anymore, and walked out. He says, we really need to start seeing what's happening here in Hollywood. Well, now we are. That's way too late for so many children. I mean, they've been speaking out. My God, people, wake the hell up, man. I mean, out of the mouths of babes. That's my limit and my Rubicon. You don't want to take me past there because that's where I start losing it. Tim Ballard's been doing quite a bit with saving women in sex slavery and child slavery and all of that. But he's constantly begging for money. I mean, where are the billionaires? You know, give this guy $1 billion. He could save like hundreds of thousands of women. If you're a billionaire, give me $1 billion and watch what I do with it. I would buy myself a nice used car and pay off my mortgage, which isn't that much at this point. And Dara and I, we would go out to have dinner. And I'd probably buy a little bit of silver and I'd give the rest of it away. I can think of a lot of people I would give that money to because they're in a better position than I am to do something. I'd buy a better camera, but you can help me do that. LotusGuide.com. And it's very difficult for me to ask people to donate money. I mean, I feel like I deserve it, but I've just never done that, you know. It's humbling, so it's probably good for my personality to humble myself. But I'd much rather be the one giving the money away, because I'd make sure it goes to the right people. I have a nonprofit too, by the way. If you want to make a donation to a nonprofit for the tax exemption and all that, just get in touch with me, Rahasya, Rahasya. @usa.com. That name comes from I did some traveling through India, and it was a time in my life I recognized I needed to do a 180 because I was destroying myself and the people around me with drugs. And I mean, the people in the fast lane, I used to pass them on the right, on the shoulder. I I was there's a like about a 25, almost a 30-year party. But it's like most parties. You go to a party, and it's fun at first, 10 o'clock of an evening, and everyone's getting drunk and, you know, telling jokes, and pretending to laugh, you know, and all that. And then it gets to be midnight, then 2 o'clock, and now it's 4 o'clock. And the parties, everybody's getting burned out. All of my friends from those time periods are dead. There's only a few of them alive. But now it's noon the next day. Hey, moron, the party is over. That's where I was at. I was at noon the next day, still wanting to party. At that point, it gets a little pathetic. Remember I had a girlfriend once. She was not super younger than me, but about 15 years younger. And she asked me, she said, What is the thing that you're most afraid of? I said, well, I think it's becoming an old man and being pathetic, not being able to grow old gracefully. Because at that time, I wasn't growing older gracefully. Like Hugh Hefner, he's pathetic. Man, good Lord. Look at my dog. He has a planter box now. A plastic planter box. Hey, Max, what are you doing with that plastic? There's a milk carton, there's a water bottle, and now he's brought a plastic planter box right in front of me. He wants me to chase him. He loves that. For him, fetching, he'll never be a fetch and bring it to me dog. It's like I throw something for him to go get, and he looks at me like, "What? You want me to bring it back to you? You just threw it away." He looks at me like I'm some kind of an idiot. Huh, Max? You know, it's nice if you're watching this to just share some time with me. It's nice for me to know that somebody watches it, because I don't promote, I don't do anything, and I don't, I only do this maybe once every 2 weeks. You know, my life has become more important than my message at this point, because other people are getting the message out pretty good. You know, Tucker Carlson, he reaches a lot of people. I don't know why people don't like him. I mean, everything he says is factual. Joe Rogan, I mean, he's really easy to listen to, interviews a lot of really good people. He's waking up, too. And dare I even mention Alex Jones? Oh, my God. But people are starting to realize that Alex Jones was right. There's a hashtag, Alex Jones was right. He's been wrong about a few things. But you know, when you're standing on the edge of the known reality that we're being subjected to, and you're trying to look over the horizon, of course you're going to make some mistakes, but I've yet to see him make one mistake where he hasn't come back on the show and said, you know what, I sort of fucked up here. This is a mistake. This didn't happen. But do they do that on CNN? No. They just go on to the next mistake and lie. And when that gets exposed, they just go on to the next mistake and lie. And when that gets, they just go on and on and on and on. And the idiots and morons, they see events, but they don't see processes. They can't stand back or get up to that 36,000 view of what's going on. You know, I do get emails from you guys and girls, rahasia@usa.com. If you want to stay in touch with me, that's the best way, because I don't go to Facebook. I went to Facebook the other day and I posted something, and a bunch of morons comes on there, and even the other people that aren't morons say, hey, you're being an idiot. What are you talking about? you know, that's not exactly the level of consciousness that I'm at anymore. I used to go on Facebook all the time. Max, what you doing? He is soaking wet. I'm sitting on the porch here in this house. This house is pretty cool, actually. If I was a homeless person, I'd get in touch with these people and say, hey, let me live there and I'll take care of it. But I'm glad they don't, though, because this is way, way on the back part of our property. And right now, nobody lives back here. Nobody comes back here. And with Max, nobody wants to come back here. He already has a reputation with the people around here. And he's actually a big teddy bear. It's funny, too, but this is my wife's first dog. And it's like if you're going to go out and get your first pet and you wanted to get a monkey, and you go out, you buy this cute little monkey, but it grows up to be King Kong. You go, ah, you know. We watched Max grow so fast that we could actually see him grow overnight. The next day he would be bigger. We were going, oh, my God. He's like, last time we weighed him, he was 140 pounds. And, you know, we give him all kinds of vitamins and nutrients and minerals for all of his joint health and all that. We want to give him the best possible life. But at his age and my age, we're probably going to, we could probably both get to the edge of death about the same time. Which would be fine for me. I mean, I'm not suicidal, by the way. You know, don't let them suicide me. But, you know, if it wasn't for my responsibilities and the relationships I have, like with my wife right now and my dog, hopefully, again, with my kids. I don't want to die right now, but I guarantee you, boy, in 10, 12, 15 years, I'll be looking for the bus. You know, let me out of here, especially if it keeps degenerating like this. You know, as it degenerates, I'm going to find myself isolating myself more and more and more and more. You know, it's Yeah. You're not supposed to do this. It's called dead air time. People are afraid of dead air. But that is where, I think it was Mark Twain that said, you know, it's in the rightly positioned, placed pause that accentuates what you're saying. Actually, especially in person, the most important things that are being said are said in quiet times. Yeah. You know, I was looking at some quotes from Plato, and quotes that go back centuries, and they've been talking about, if it was a quote from yesterday, you'd swear up and down, yeah, that's duh. Thousands of years this has been going on, this fight between, and I don't use the word evil loosely, but between good and evil. I think there is such a thing as interdimensional entities that come into our reality on these lower frequencies. But why do you think they're promoting fear and anger and aggression and chaos? It's because those are low frequencies. There's a low frequencies, and they can resonate and train to those low frequencies. But if your frequency is high with love and compassion and gratitude and empathy and all the things that are a higher frequency, then they can't really do anything to you. Excuse me. This is what I mean about equipment. But it's okay. I hope everything turns out good for all of us. But it's not looking too good. He smells everything. Hey, Max. I got him a choke collar, so we're out trying that today because he's a puller. He pulls like crazy, which is nice when you're going up a hill, but not when you're going down. But I'm going to cut this short for right now, and I know there's a couple of things I need to post as far as what other people are saying that are probably smarter, probably more well-connected. But I tell you one thing, they can't be any more genuine and authentic than I am being with you right now. This is it. This is me. I couldn't always say that. What are you doing back here? Hey, Max. Say goodbye to the people. Say goodbye. All right. Stay tuned because I'm going to play something. Hang on. Okay. I hope you enjoyed my walkabout and talkabout because it gives me a chance to get out with my dog, which is important to take that time for me and him. And it allows me to sort of think a little clearer, and it's not scripted. It just sort of comes off the top of my head, and I'm listening right there with you. So we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want to play you three quick clips that comes from the Reese Report. He does a really good job at packing things in a really good way where you can wrap your head around it. So let's listen to Greg Reese right now.
According to the media, female Audrey Hale, who identified as a male, murdered six at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, including three children. An anti-gun lobbyist who witnessed the Highland Park parade shooting was at the crime scene with her friend, who lost a daughter at the Waffle House shooting. They spent the day telling all the cameras how they were coincidentally there on vacation and that America needs more gun laws.
I was actually in town just on vacation, but I'm a mass shooting survivor. My son and I survived a mass shooting in Highland Park.
I am in Tennessee on a family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. We have to do something. We all have to call our lawmakers, and we all have to make our lawmakers.
This woman either has the worst luck in the world, or she's a crisis actor. One of the two.
Change now, or this is going to keep happening, and it's going to be your kid, and your kid, and your kid, and your kid next.
We now have people in America, and this is not the first time we've heard this, who have experienced more than one mass shooting. That woman was at Highland Park. She's now a witness to the shooting in Nashville.
The U.S. military routinely orchestrates simulated crises all over the country and hire civilians to be crisis actors. And we've seen the use of crisis actors in several major events, such as 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bombing. The anti-gun lobby has been accused of using crisis actors for years, but this is a whole new level. And when we look at the details of the Nashville shooting, the presence of the gun lobbyist does not appear to be a coincidence. The Nashville shooting has signs of a typical false flag. The woman being touted by the media as the shooter's good friend who received the Instagram confession is actually just a childhood acquaintance who says she was contacted because she's a local media personality. The alleged shooter was under doctor's care for an emotional disorder. And the shooter is seen wearing two different pairs of shoes within the hour, Pumas going in and Vans going out.
I mean, let's face it, when you're going to do a mass shooting, it's always good to change your shoes in the middle of the police shooting at you. I mean, this is what I mean by idiots and morons. At this point, you've got to see that something strange is going on.
But there is more to this false flag than the typical gun grab. This Saturday, a group called Trans Radical Activist Network is organizing a protest in Washington, D.C., called Day of Vengeance. This is reportedly a new movement called Militant Trans, an armed branch of the LGBT.
Now, check these people out. These people are mentally ill. There's no doubt about it. They're mentally ill. They're men pretending that they're women. The guy in the back is, I don't know, pretending he's a Navy SEAL or something. I have no idea, but they're all carrying weapons. I mean, high-powered weapons. And the one, she has, let me move my thing here, says she, her. That's her preferred pronouns. I got a pronoun for you. How about it?
Q cult that is threatening to kill those who oppose sex change ops for children. Just hours after the Nashville shooting, the governor of Arizona's press secretary tweeted a picture of a woman wielding two handguns with the caption, "Us when we see transphobes." This is followed by what appears to be online support. Madonna raises money in Nashville, not for the three murdered children, but for the trans community. A trans named Adam Denker, who now goes by Kayla, recently...
Now look, I mean, is it, maybe I'm just getting older, but a few years ago, this would be a little bit of insane to even say that this person has any rights at all to be pointing a gun at me or you.
He made headlines for posting a short video with a rifle, threatening to fight back against transphobes. Journalist Andy Ngo is reporting that Denker is a member of Antifa and is former military, which shouldn't be a surprise. The military has changed their code to allow for transsexuals. Military psychologists have been pushing confused personnel into getting radical sexual reassignment surgeries that the military is now paying for. So
actually, you're paying for it.
Far in 2023 alone, the U.S. government has spent $10 million to research LGBTQ Americans. And that's nothing. In the year 2017, well over 100 organizations gave $185 million to support the LGBTQ community. And the top spender has been Big Pharma. The mentally ill are being weaponized by the New World Order, and we the people are being goaded into seeing them as the enemy. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't even quite know what to say. How can you possibly rationalize that? They're cutting off little boys' penises. They're cutting off little girls' breasts. And if you say anything, now they're going to send armed, trans, insane people after you with high-powered weapons. I remember my grandparents telling me when I was a kid, yeah, we don't quite feel like we belong in this world anymore. And that was just because of TV dinners and just really ridiculous stuff, you know? You know, my grandma was saying, oh, we used to cook all of our meals. And my God, what would they be thinking now? That they wouldn't even have the words to say at all. Now, this is going to be on depleted uranium. Now, keep in mind the guy that was supposedly watching over our depleted uranium. He was a guy pretending like he's a girl, not doing a good job, stealing luggage from airports twice that they know of. One of the baggage that he stole was some high-class, one-of-a-kind dresses, and the lady got on TV and said, that's my dress, and I'm missing my bag, and they have him stealing it. That's a federal crime, and he's watching after us to make sure we're safe from depleted uranium. I tell you, people, it's a clown show. It's a clown show.
First, NATO surrounded Russia with missile systems. And then dangerous biolabs. Now they are supplying depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. Depleted uranium has been a deadly problem for decades. In the past 78 years, thousands of nuclear bombs have been detonated in tests, and thousands more have been stockpiled. These weapons of mass destruction require uranium-235, as does about 430 nuclear power plants. Uranium-235 has to be enriched from raw uranium ore, and depleted uranium is a byproduct of this enrichment process. The cost to properly manage and dispose of depleted uranium generated by just one enrichment plant is in the billions. And so NATO began dispersing this radioactive poison throughout the world in the form of weights, armor, and munitions.
Oh my God. Remember what they did with fluoride? They had mountains of fluoride that was a byproduct of a metallurgy process, I think making aluminum. And try to picture this. It's toxic poison. It's rat poison. Go to your local hardware store, turn it over, and it's fluoride. What kind of madmen would be sitting around at a table going, man, we have all this toxic, really deadly poison. What are we going to do with it? And someone saying, oh, let's put it in a water supply. And everyone going, oh, yeah, why didn't I think that? That's so crazy. Yeah, of course, put it in the water supply.
Its ability to explode on impact made it effective in piercing through armor. But upon impact, the uranium gets turned into fine dust. This fine dust lasts for lifetimes, getting more deadly over time. And so the dust that gets into the ground and into the water supply can poison all living things for decades to come. During the Gulf War, over a million shells of depleted uranium were fired. Hundreds of tons of fine dust uranium was dispersed throughout civilian areas in most of Iraq. As a result, Iraq is now suffering a massive sudden increase in birth defects and cancer.
We are seeing an absolute crisis of congenital malformations of newborn. There is one doctor, a pediatrician named Dr. Samira Alani, working on this this crisis.
I mean, I hate to do this to you, I really do, but look at this kid. This is what us humans are doing to our children. I mean, if you have something to say about me saying something about that, then you are totally fucked up. Your mind is gone, because this is not right. And we're doing this and we're not paying attention. And I'm doing what I can to point things like this out. Like I say, if I had $1 million or a billion, I would be dangerous to the establishment, because I would make sure that money gets to the right people. They're out there on the front lines right now. You know, we have to start doing something. Otherwise, what are we, like a virus on the planet, and we're just waking up to the fact that we're destroying our own body, literally?
In the city, she's the only person there registering cases, and she's seeing horrific birth defects. So these are extremely hard to look at. They're extremely hard to bear witness to, but it's something that we all need to pay attention to because of the amount of depleted uranium used by the U.S. military during both of their brutal attacks on the city of 2004, as well as other toxic munitions like white phosphorus, among other things.
Thousands of U.S. war veterans have breathed in this uranium dust, and thousands have suffered without help from the government. NATO has been dispersing this deadly poison via wars in the Middle East and in the Balkans, and dispersing it via military training at bases around the world in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Galloway, Scotland, and in Oahu and the Big Island of Hawaii. And everywhere that depleted uranium is planted, cancer and birth defects arise. Behaving like the biggest satanic death cult on Earth, NATO has poisoned the world with depleted uranium, and it's currently instigating a nuclear war with Russia. The U.S. government shows nothing but contempt for the American people.
And remember, it was Trump, when he was president, that cut off funding to NATO. And everyone went, oh my God, why is he doing this? We are out there doing horrendous, horrendous crimes against humanity all over this planet. This isn't the country I grew up in. This isn't what I signed up for. This isn't what our founding fathers had in mind at all. You know, we need to bring our soldiers home, close off the border, and take a deep breath and go, okay, we need to like reevaluate who we are, what we are, what we stand for, put our cell phones down, stop doing all the shopping just to get frustrations out. We need to get real. I mean, and really, really quick, because I don't know how many of you are paying attention to all the food processing plants that have been burned to the ground in this country. What's happening in the Netherlands? Please, people, please. I think we're down to, I'm not even religious, but I'm down to praying at this point.
The fear of nuclear war rises. The U.S. government declassifies a 1960 U.S. Air Force training film on the deadly effects of a nuclear weapons attack, stoking the fear in America every way they can. NATO is now supplying Ukraine with depleted uranium munitions to fight the Russians. And last Saturday, in response, President Putin has announced that Russia will deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reporting for InfoWars, this is...
There is no such thing as tactical weapons. You know, if one of these countries, including us, puts up one nuclear bomb, it's all over. Everybody's going to go crazy at that point. Okay, I think we have time for one more. I'll make this quick and I'll try not to talk. This is important because this is going on with our financial institutions.
Signed in 1787, the U.S. Constitution states that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. In 1791, to help pay for the Revolution, Congress established the first National Bank of the United States. Within a decade, it became evident that taxes were being sent to the crown, and the bank was not renewed. A political battle ensued, which resulted in the formation of America's first two political parties, the Federalists and the Democratic Republicans. The framers of the U.S. Constitution left out any mention of political parties because they saw them as corrupt relics of the British Crown's divide-and-conquer system. The second central bank was chartered in 1816 and shut down in 1832 by Andrew Jackson, who wrote that the bank was unauthorized by the Constitution, subversive to the rights of states, and dangerous to the liberties of the people. For nearly a century, America thrived without a central bank, until 1914, when the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system was quietly given power over America's wealth. In 1933, the U.S. government declared bankruptcy, and the Fed shifted to a debt-based economy. And after the U.S. dollar was made the world reserve currency, the entire world became dependent upon debt. A currency backed by nothing but debt and IOUs was doomed to eventually fail from the start. And that day appears to be coming soon. These big banks have funded wars and criminally profited off human suffering for decades. Credit Suisse alone has been fined over 50 times for over $10 billion for money laundering, fraud, espionage, drug trafficking, and stealing money from the people. Every person in the civilized world is now feeling the same financial pressure being subjected by the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank.
See, this is
what we're talking about. We're almost out of time, so I'm just going to just say my goodbyes right now. I hope everyone is starting to pay attention and do your own research. Please get out there, do your own research. Speak up, show up. Because if we don't, we're going to lose it, all of it. The whole thing is going to collapse down around us. And at this point, the way I see that we're treating children and women and with the sex slavery, I have to say, if I was an off-planet being, I would just say, you know what? They're getting what they deserve. Is that where we're at? Are we getting what we deserve? We will. Whatever it is, we're going to get what we deserve. I'm sorry to leave this on such a down note, but the up note about this is if you can see this, we can start dealing with it. But it's going to take a whole lot more than what we're doing. And you better be prepared. No matter what happens, the next 5 to 10 years is going to be challenging. We have goats and chickens and a garden and our own water supply, which makes us probably better off than 98% of the people on the planet right now. And by all conditions, we are poor people. We're poor people, but we're better off than most people because we have food and we have water. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Rahasia@USA.com. Take care. What goes-